You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Jubal Show on demand. It's time. War of the Roses, only on the Jubal Show.
Julia is on the phone today for War of the Roses to catch a cheater, and she thinks that her boyfriend of 2 years, named Vin, is cheating on her all because of his best friend, Amelia.
What?
Hi, guys. Yes, that is correct, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Wow. All I can say is watch out who you consider to be your friend.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I got rid of all mine.
Well, okay, so this is his friend? It's not both of you guys' friend?
Oh, no, just his.
Okay.
Okay. This sounds like I need to go get some crumpets to go with my tea.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll take that tea and throw it right in his face if he's cheating. I'll give him something that's it.
Ooh. Well, that should teach him.
Yikes. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, I hope he's not cheating for his sake and yours.
Yeah. Chamomile tea right in the face. All right. Well, why do you think he's cheating?
I heard from his friend, Anthony, right? And I always thought Anthony was really annoying, but he's always been super nice to me. Yeah. Anyways, he felt really comfortable enough with me, I guess, to tell me 4 days ago that he has been cheating on me with this girl they met out one night for boys' night.
Oh, what?
Whoa.
Wow. His friend?
Yeah, how special is that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. So his friend told you?
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen?
He texted me and said, you know, he just wanted to be a good friend to me.
Okay, and so, not him.
Well, I guess he's not being a good friend to him either.
So your boyfriend's friend texted you to let you know that he met a girl while they were out for a boys' night, and he's been cheating on her. He's been cheating on you with her since.
Yes, exactly that.
Why do you think he did that? Why would his friend reach out to you like that? I mean, you know, it's not necessarily a bad thing to do. I know that people are bros before hoes, chicks before whatever, you know? Yeah. Like, everybody does that whole saying about what side you keep. Look, just be a good person. If somebody's getting cheated on you and you don't want that person to be cheated on, I don't have a problem telling somebody. I'll rat somebody out. It's fine. Like, I'll snitch. But why do you think he did that? Because he might have other motives, too.
It could be that, but, you know, he's always been super nice to me. So I just think it's, like, in his personality, maybe, to just be, like, honest with people around him.
Wait, and so did you, like, immediately believe him when he told you this about Vin?
I mean, I already had my suspicions, so this just kind of affirmed that.
Okay. And then you said that he told you a few days ago, and you didn't, I'm assuming that you haven't asked him about it then?
No, I haven't. I haven't talked to Vin about it. I just feel like he's going to lie to me. I don't want to give him the chance to lie. I want to catch him in the act. Okay. I want to catch him in the lie, catch him in it.
Yeah, okay. It's a lot easier to, I mean, that would be nice because if, you know, if you've ever been cheated on before, someone will lie straight to your face. Like they will literally, you could have videotape of them doing it. Like they could be saying each other's names while they are doing the thing that you're saying that they're doing, being like, no, she's calling you by your first name, first and last name, social security number even. Why are you guys doing
it's
that in bed? That's weird. Yeah. And they're like, no, it just looks like me. You literally turned around and waved at me and said, hey, how are you? It's obviously you. And they will just like still a lot of people will just lie to your face and never break. And it's a lot easier just to catch them so you know for sure, mm-hmm. right?
Exactly.
All right, well, what grocery store is Vin, your boyfriend, who probably is cheating on you since his friend told on him, what grocery store does he shop at? Is he a rewards card member at?
He shops at...
Okay, so, all right, cool. Well, then we'll call him from... And we'll tell him we're doing a special promotion where we give away a free bouquet of flowers to deliver anywhere in the world to a random awards card member every month. And guess who's this month's winner? Him.
Yeah.
So we'll do that. Awesome. Okay. And we'll see if he gives us your name or if he sends the flowers to somebody else. Okay.
All right. Let's do this.
All right. We'll play a song. Come back and then get your War of the Roses to catch a cheater next. It's a Jubal Show. I want to take some bets. So Amelia is on the phone today for War of the Roses to catch a cheater. She thinks that her boyfriend, Vin, they've been together for 2 years. She thinks that Vin is cheating on her because Vin's friend told Amelia that while they were out on a boys' night, Amelia's boyfriend met a girl and he's been cheating on Amelia ever since that night with this girl. And his friend is the one who texted Amelia, brought up the conversation, and told her all about it.
Uh-huh.
So let's take a bet. Okay. I put $10 on Vin, Amelia's boyfriend, is cheating. Also, though, his friend wants to sleep with Amelia. That's why he did it.
Oh, wow.
$10 on that.
I put $1 million on that.
$1 million, okay?
Yeah. I wouldn't have even thought of that.
No. What?
Yeah.
That was the first thing that came to my mind.
I think he's cheating and probably.
Okay, so I guess we're all betting on the same thing. But it does sound like her boyfriend might be cheating, so we're about to call him from the grocery store where he's a rewards card member and tell him that we give away a bouquet of flowers to be delivered anywhere in the entire universe to one lucky rewards card member every month. And this month, Vin is the lucky guy to win, and we'll see if he gives us his girlfriend Amelia's name or someone else's. Are you ready to go?
Oh, I am. I just want to hear this ass say it so I can move on.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Here we go. I'm going to dial the phone right now.
Hello?
Hey, this is Jordan calling from... Is this Vin...
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, man, how are you? Big congratulations.
Thank you. What's this about?
This is about me saying, well, our entire grocery store saying, congratulations! You did it! You're this month's winner.
Okay, cool. What did I win?
The flowers. Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you not been in the store recently? We got signs like everywhere.
Oh, I guess I must have missed that. So I just get flowers or...
We here at... are doing a promotion every single month. We choose one random rewards card member who gets a free bouquet of flowers from our floral department delivered to anywhere in the entire United States completely free. You can send them anywhere to anybody you want, all for free. 36 lawn stem red roses, value of $53.44.
Yeah, okay, that works for me. What do I have to do?
Well, all I need to start the whole thing is the first and last name of the person that you'd like to send them to.
Yeah, absolutely. Could you send them to Brooklyn?
Brooklyn. You can write something on a card. Is this a lovey-dovey type thing? Is it a sister? Is it a... Who is Brooklyn to you? What kind of card would you like?
Oh, definitely the... Definitely the lovey-dovey one, please.
Would you want to write anything on that card? You can send a little message.
Yeah, have it say, "My beautiful Brooklyn beer pong partner, Vegas ? June mm-hmm. ? Wink, wink."
Okay. Yeah.
Then
Vegas? What the? Planning on going to Vegas with some other.
What? Whoa, what?
Hey, Vin. Whoa, I'm sorry. I wasn't calling from the grocery store at all. This is actually Jubal from the Jubal Show. It's a radio show.
And this is Alex from the Jubal Show. It's a radio show.
And this is English Evan from the Jubal Show. It's a radio show.
And this is Christian Grace Snow from the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. And you're busted.
Yeah, and that voice you just heard was Amelia, your girlfriend, who is not from a radio show called the Jubal Show, but she's on it right now because she thought you were cheating on her and probably wants to know who Brooklyn is.
Yeah, and I did it this way because I knew your shady ass just lied to me anyway. So Vin, who the Brooklyn?
For real.
Vin, tell me the truth. Vin.
Babe, can you please stop calling me Vin?
No, I can't. And don't babe me. I'm not your babe anymore. Tell me the truth, Vin. Who is she, Vin?
How do you know? How do you know?
Because Anthony told me all about your boys' night. And honestly, I wanted to hear you say it yourself. And I knew that asking you directly would just result in you lying. So here we are. I hope beautiful Brooklyn what? Was worth it.
What?
That's messed up.
Tim, the only reason he told you that is because he wants to fuck you.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Knew it.
Get the fuck out of here. You cheated on me. Your friend knows you're a dick. He doesn't want me to be hurt. And so he told me the truth, and even though you're incapable of the same. And even if it was because he wanted to hook up with me, he wouldn't have been able to if you didn't cheat. But I'm single now, so what's going to happen now?
What's that supposed to mean?
It means that I hope Brooklyn was worth it. Boy, bye. Hang up on him.
Okay, I mean...
No.
No,
okay. Amelia, what's that supposed to mean? What's that supposed to mean? What are you saying you're going to go do? What's going on?
What, with your friend? You're the one that was cheating on her, so.
I just want to say whatever's in your mind is probably what's going to happen.
Oh.
Wow. Wow.
Except probably 10 times freakier.
Oh.
Okay. Anthony's going to have a good time.
Jubal, hang up on him.
Okay, fine. I'll see you later, Vin.
Bye, Vin.
Good luck with Brooklyn. Okay, I hung up on him.
Or not.
Amelia. Amelia, are you really going to hook up with his friend?
I don't know.
I mean...
What do you guys think? Should I?
Absolutely.
I think you should put your address in his phone right now.
I'd actually be on my way right now if I would. If I
are
were
you him. Attracted to him?
I just hooked up with him.
What? The Jubal Show on demand.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.